True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Twins fall today. They get beat by the Tigers 4-0. Tigers go for the sweep tomorrow. Twins will try and salvage the final game of the three-game set. Simeon Woods, Richardson, Jobe the winner, Paddock the loss. Paddock 0-2, didn't pitch particularly poorly today, but the Twins just a struggle to get anything going with the bats today. On this breezy Saturday afternoon at Target Field, Twins manage just four knocks. They commit an error. And once again, some of the big bats in this lineup continue to struggle. Correa hit in four trips today. Byron Buxton 0-3. And the Twins fall 4-0. And now they're 4-11 on the year, just ahead of the Chicago White Sox in the American League Central Division. Once again, Twins and Tigers tomorrow. There is a slight chance of rain, but it looks like they'll be able to get the ball game in. Monday, the weather a little bit more iffy, and the winds are really going to be howling on Monday for the first game of the series. And as you heard a moment ago with Ari in the news, Joe Mauer gets his statue unveiled outside of Target Field. And by the way, high school baseball games will be featured following Twins games throughout the year, and today is another one, Byron and Stuartville, underway at Target Field following the Twins and the Tigers today. And what a thrill for those kids to be able to play at Target Field. And the Twins over the years have made Target Field available for state championship games in baseball, so that is pretty cool. And the Twins are also sponsoring some softball games over at the U for high school teams, high school softball teams as well. A little bit later on in the show, we'll talk Timberwolves. The Timberwolves and Jazz play tomorrow. And the concern was Anthony Edwards would not be able to play in that game because he got a technical in the win over the Nets. Well, the NBA rescinded that technical foul, and he will be able to play tomorrow in the matinee against the Jazz at Target Center. And certainly a big game for the Timberwolves as we go right down to the wire in the regular season. And there are an insane number of scenarios. And I don't know if we can go through all of those with Chris later in the show, but we'll try and lay it out for you. And I think I saw one post earlier today where the Timberwolves could still finish as high as fourth and as low as eighth going into the games tomorrow. And as you know, a top six avoid that play-in tournament. So the Timberwolves have that. But we have received word Anthony Edwards will be able to play tomorrow against the Utah Jazz. And the good news is, that game is on Care 11. The Timberwolves will put some games on over-the-air TV this year, and that's one of them. It'll be the Timberwolves and the Jazz tomorrow afternoon at Target Center. And the Wild they still have not clinched. And this is insane where things stand in the NHL's Western Conference. You have the Wild and Blues right now above the playoff line, tied at 93 points. They both played 80 games. And the Blues have been incredibly hot late in the year. But you have the Calgary Flames, who, by the way, beat the Wild 4-2 last night. They have three to go before the end of the regular season. So it is the Wild and Blues. If the playoffs started today, and they don't, they're in. But Calgary's still in the mix with 90 points. Now, the Wild play Vancouver tonight, and Vancouver's been eliminated. So the Wild get 2 points, and it makes it imperative that Calgary run the table in their final three and get wins to surpass the Wild. Now, the Wild have one more home game, and that'll be against the Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday night. So you got Vancouver, they're out. The Ducks haven't had much of a season. It seemed like they were eliminated weeks ago. So you would think the Wild, all right, take care of business in Vancouver, beat the Ducks, no worries. But they do open the door for Calgary, and the Blues could open the door. By the way, they play the Kraken in Seattle late tonight, so we're not going to have any news. But it's pretty simple for the Wild and Blues that if they indeed get it done in their final two, they have absolutely no problem whatsoever. And Lindsay, this is why they have expanded playoff formats and why they have wild cards and they go through all of this and why they don't award 3 points for a win in regulation and why some games are worth three.
Are you trying to make sense of the NHL point system right now? Because you're,
no,
I don't know if we've got our best scientists on it. We still haven't figured it out.
Well, you know, and you covered the league. You were in Vegas, mm-hmm. and I want to run this by you because to me it makes sense. Every game's worth 3 points. You win it in regulation, you get three. It goes to overtime. You're fighting for that extra point. Both teams get one, and then if you win in overtime, and I don't hate the 3-on-3 overtime. I do kind of hate the shootout.
Yes.
I've never been a fan of that. But we don't necessarily need to go down that rabbit hole. But I think every game should be worth 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, my sense would be that you wouldn't get this final drama or this drama in the final week of the season, that things would be a lot more sorted out.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. But then I would come back with an argument talking about the parity in hockey in general. I mean, you talk about a team like Vancouver. You know, they were damn near a President's Trophy winning squad last year. Now did they make it to the second round and then get kicked out, and they've kind of regressed back into what that team has been for the last 5-6 seasons? Yes, but there are teams that are in and out. Now, the Ducks, they haven't been relevant since skinny jeans have been, so they're still trying to figure out their lives. But in terms of that 3 point, it just, you have that little space that if you win in regulation, which technically means you've done your job, you've completed your daily mission in an efficient way, and you get awarded less than teams that are able to push that into the extra frame. It's an imperfect system. I prefer them to change the playoff seeding back to the 1-8. If we had to pick between things that needed to change, that one would be the one that I would pick, other than, of course, giving goalies a little bit more edge on their equipment. But that's never going to happen. They love these games that are 8-7, 6-5 every night.
Yeah, they would love to see the number of goals per game go up for sure. And as a goalie yourself, I'm sure you hate that. The thought as a goaltender of an 8-7 hockey game has just got to be a nightmare.
It is. It changes the psychology, and I talked about this the last few years because nothing ever happens overnight in the NHL. It's always a very, very slow roll, death by paper cuts. But when you talk about just leads, like your classic 3-1 lead, Kevin Gorg loves to talk about it, right? But now you're having teams come back from 4-1 deficits, you know, in one frame, like in the third period. We're seeing that in playoffs. Like, you always say there's the regular season and there's the postseason. We're seeing those lead changes, especially when Edmonton's involved or when the LA Kings are involved. Those high goal totals are definitely in. And when that comes around, first of all, as a netminder, you have to be able to wash that away at a different level. But when you think about it from a coaching perspective, when do you give the hook? When do you, you know, start thinking about taking that goalie out? Is it all their fault? Is that the best thing to do to kind of shock life back into this team further now at the cost of the tomorrow? All of these things are kind of changing on a day-by-day basis. And goaltending, I mean, it's the most inconsistent position in sports, I think, because you have 1 year where you have guys like Igor Shesterkin on fire, and then this year he and the Rangers have been pretty bad. Or last year, Connor Hellebuck playing unbelievable throughout the regular season. And then the Winnipeg Jets get to the postseason, and he was the biggest issue with why they lost in that series. And so, but that's what the NHL likes. They want more betting on it. And so these high goal totals, these little parlays all the kids love to do, they're all about it.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. I avoid the gambling on sports.
Yes, we've talked about that at length, too.
Yeah, just I stay away. But the Wild, once again, Canucks late, and it's simple. They win their final two. Doesn't matter. If you go to OT or the shootout, you get 2 points in your next, you know, tonight in Vancouver and home against the Ducks in St. Paul. On Tuesday night, you're in. The Calgary Flames cannot catch you, and then it's on to the postseason. Another thing about the NHL, and I think which is very interesting, is it is a sport. And I think MLB can say this as well, because even though you got the big money teams and the Dodgers, I know, are the defending World Series champs. But if you look at World Series champions, that it is still one of those. You get into the postseason, you get hot, you get good starting pitching, you get timely hitting, you have a chance to win the World Series. Where in the NBA, for the most part, there's a handful of teams going into the NBA postseason that you feel like have a legitimate chance to win the Larry O'Brien. The NHL, I think, is the ultimate, where you get in to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And back to goaltending, your goalie gets hot, and you get a couple of goal scorers that get on a bit of a roll. You have a chance to put your name on the cup, and I think that's what's cool about it. It feels every year like a wide-open tournament. The team that wins the President's Trophy with the highest point total, you know, they're not a lock. How many times, Lindsay, do they get bounced? You got the Caps at 109 points. You got the Jets at 112.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the Jets, you know, are on track to win the regular season points total. They could easily get bounced in the first round.
The hockey gods are unforgiving, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So I think that's what makes it interesting. The Wild trying to sneak in, and it appears they are getting healthy. We'll keep our fingers crossed that they can seal the deal and get into the postseason, because they had some key injuries late. We're still trying to reach Jess Myers, and once again, it could be flight delays. Who knows? But once again, with the team, and we hope to get Jess Myers if we can. We do know Chris Hine. We'll talk about the Timberwolves following the weather at the bottom of the hour. Twins get beat by the Tigers 4-0. A couple other headlines. The Loons were at Toronto. The nil-nil draw today. I've been waiting all year to lay that on you. Nil-nil in Toronto. So
riveting.
No goals surrendered in that game. It has taken me a while to get some of the soccer.
Football.
Yeah. Isn't that right? Nil-nil?
Nil-nil. In the match, on the pitch.
Yeah. So no goals surrendered on the pitch today in Toronto. But the Loons off to a pretty solid start. And, oh, by the way, one other thing I want to get back to. Western Michigan, BU in St. Louis, men's Frozen Four, title game tonight in college hockey. And BU, you know, one of the perennial powers out east, so on and so forth. I am really pulling for Western Michigan tonight.
Same.
I think that would be a cool story.
I think it'd be a great story, and surely a little bit of a confidence booster out for the little hockey programs that never could or never have before. And that winner the other night, I think it was in double overtime, wide open in the slot. When you're playing hockey that long, you're going to get people wide open in the places where they're not supposed to be, and so hopefully they're able to carry that over against BU. Boo those Terriers! Boo them! We can be fans of the Mitten State just for at least today.
Now, I could get his name wrong, but I want to put this out there. And Jason Feldman from the Rochester Post-Bulletin put this on social media early today, and I saw this. A Rochester John Marshall grad, Pat Furschweiler, is coaching Western Michigan in the Frozen Four championship game tonight. So he is one of us. He is a Minnesotan coaching Western Michigan. That is a cool story. And I pay attention to college hockey, but not so much who the head coach is at Western Michigan. That is really cool. So a John Marshall guy has a chance to coach a team to a championship, and it would be quite a story. And I don't know if you heard this, but I do want to point it out that it's been a long time since a Big Ten team, or is this true, and I have to look this up, that since the Big Ten Men's Hockey Conference was formed, no Big Ten team has won the title.
What?
Now, Minnesota won it, but they were in the WCHA and Michigan. And
They didn't win it with their pipeline of talent over the last few years. Well, they never won the big one.
Yeah, but, you know, it was in the Big Ten back in the day. And I wanted to ask Jess Myers that and find out if that's true. But once again, who knows? He could be having a heck of a time getting from Calgary to Vancouver for the game tonight. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have another Masters update. Rory McIlroy extends his lead on the back nine. More on Rory in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Jess Myers is here, covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. And Jess, we laid it out in the segment before. It's pretty simple. If the Wild can seal the deal in Vancouver tonight, beat the Ducks on Tuesday, it doesn't matter what Calgary does, even though the Wild got beat by the Flames 4-2 last night.
Uh-oh.
Is he there?
You hear me, guys?
Yep, we are there.
I'm here, yeah.
Sorry. All right, Jess, really simply, Wild still can take care of their own business with two to go.
Correct. And could have done it last night. Disappointing effort, obviously. And talking to players and to John Hines after last night's game, you know, they came out flat. They're down 4-0. They wound up changing goalies. Just not characteristic of this team. And this is coming off a game on Wednesday where they won in overtime 8-7 against San Jose. Right. You know, the one thing that guys like Marcus Foligno said last night is, this isn't who we are, the last two games. This isn't our identity. This isn't the kind of hockey we play. So, you know, that's a big thing tonight in Vancouver is just get back to playing the style of hockey you can play. You know, Vancouver's out. They got nothing to play for. They've had a chaotic season, and it's going to end with them out of the playoffs. So this is still a chance, to, like you said, control your own destiny. Take care of your own business. Don't watch the scoreboard. Don't rely on what anybody else has to do for you. Come out tonight in Vancouver, put in a 60-minute effort, win a game, and you're in the playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and beyond that, the Wild are getting some good news in spite of the game in Calgary last night that they may be getting healthy, and now it's just they can get into the playoffs. Let's see what happens.
Getting healthier, yes. You know, we had a scare last night with Jared Spurgeon. Looks like he took a puck to the throat, which is a tough thing to deal with. He had to miss some of the game. And then looks like they might be getting a new player here in the next day or two with Ziv Buyum potentially signing and joining the team on Monday in St. Paul to practice. And he could make his NHL debut Tuesday when they have their home finale against Anaheim. So an exciting time with them, you know, getting the two big guns, Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek, back, and those guys had 6 goals in that crazy game against San Jose. So, it seems on paper like these are better times right now. It just has to translate to the results on the ice.
All right, so it's a Wild in Vancouver tonight, and the Ducks back at home, and then kind of wait. Regular season doesn't end until later in the week, so depending on what the Wild do, this drama could linger until the Flames finale.
If you look at it, too, the final game for the Wild will be Tuesday night. They could start the playoffs as soon as Saturday. Now, it looks like they're either going to have to go to Winnipeg or to Vegas, depending on how things shake out for that final two wildcard spots, if they can lock one of them down. Here's where it gets interesting. Both Winnipeg and Vegas have events booked at their arenas next Saturday. So I would think at the earliest, the Wild are going to start the playoffs on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at one of those places, if they get in. And that will be a considerable layoff for a team that has been on this breakneck pace of playing essentially every other night now since the Four Nations break.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. What a whirlwind it's been. So once again, Jess, coverage late tonight. And then, of course, right back to St. Paul on Tuesday for that finale against the Ducks. By the way, Western Michigan, UMass, Frozen Four, are you going to keep an eye on that?
Absolutely. I had a streak of 14 straight years I've been at the Frozen Four, and I'm not there this year. I'm in Vancouver, and the sun is shining off the ocean, and I can see the mountains, so it's hard to complain about not being in St. Louis. I'll say that. But, the Frozen Four, just a great event. And a lot of Minnesota ties, by the way, on that Western Michigan roster. Their coach is from Rochester. Alex Bump, their top scorer, is from Prior Lake. And then, of course, their goalie and one of their better forwards, the Siklinski brothers, are from Warroad. So if you're a provincial Minnesota hockey fan, you might want to cheer for Western Michigan in this one.
And Jess, we can always count on you to mention something about War Road. I love it.
Well, you know, I'm just pointing out facts and figures here. You know, starting goalie in the national championship game as a freshman, not a bad thing to hang your hat on. The guy who was the Brimsek winner in Minnesota just 2 years ago.
No, and I love you, the pride for your hometown of War Road. That's for sure, Jess. Hey, it's always great. Thanks for the time.
Sorry I couldn't give you more, but glad we got to talk.
Yeah, all right. Take care. There he is, Jess Myers, joining us from the Pioneer Press covering the Wild. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll update the weather. Chris Hine will talk Timberwolves. Ant is in. It looks as though he would miss the finale against the Jazz. Ton on the line tomorrow. The Wolves could jump into the top six. They could be in the play-in tournament. A lot on the line tomorrow in the NBA. We'll get into that with Chris in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. The Timberwolves and Jazz close out the season tomorrow, and there are a ton of scenarios on, are the Timberwolves going to be in the play-in tournament? Are they going to be in the top six? There's a lot on the table. I don't even think we have time to lay out all the scenarios, but Chris Hine, who covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, joins us. Chris, the one thing we do know, Anthony Edwards got a reprieve. The technical was rescinded from the game. And he will be allowed to play on Sunday. The worry was that he got a technical, he's going to be suspended. That would have been a big deal in a game the Timberwolves really need to win tomorrow.
Yeah, that was about the only thing that went wrong last night was that moment in the second quarter. And, you know, especially because you're concerned because he was suspended for a previous game against Utah and they lost that game. Now, Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle were also injured in that game and missed that one. But, you know, when you have one game to basically guarantee yourself a playoff spot or not, you want everybody on deck. I think it was notable after the game, Chris Finch, you know, has been critical of Ant, and, you know, they're in his ear often about, you know, his relationship with the officials. I thought it was notable when Chris Finch stuck up for Ant last night and said, you know, he didn't think that the interaction warranted a technical and he hoped that the league would rescind it. And the league obviously agreed with that assessment today. Best for all involved here. Ant has to, you know, get better at that next season. Moving forward, you can't be missing a game in a tight playoff race as he did a few weeks back, because you've accumulated 16 technical fouls. But at least for tomorrow, he's going to be there. They're going to have all hands on deck, and a win guarantees a playoff spot. So, you know, really good news for the Wolves today.
Yeah, and there are a lot of scenarios. I saw a number of posts on social media, and have been, you know, there's a lot of speculating on who ends up where. But quite simply, a win tomorrow, based on all of these scenarios, if they beat the Jazz tomorrow, are they top six, no matter what, somewhere?
That's correct. That's because the Clippers and the Warriors play each other tomorrow, so somebody has to lose. And if the Warriors lose, it means, you know, this is assuming the Wolves win, of course. If the Warriors lose, they would fall a game behind the Wolves, so the Wolves would leapfrog the Warriors. If the Warriors were to win, it would knock the Clippers into multi-team tiebreakers with the Wolves, and that's favorable for the Wolves, any of those tiebreaker scenarios, because they went 3-0 against the Clippers this year. So anyway, it shakes out. If the Wolves win, they will be at least six. They could be as high as four. If both Denver and the Clippers lose, I believe that's the scenario in which the Wolves finish four. They could be five as well, I think, if either Denver or the Clippers lose. And so, yeah, there's a wide range of outcomes for tomorrow. Denver plays Houston. You would think on paper that that's a difficult matchup for Denver, but the thing is, Houston doesn't have anything to play for tomorrow. They've got the two seed locked up. So just how hard Houston plays in that game or how seriously they take it, we don't really know. And so I would be surprised if Houston was going full go with all their main players in that one. So the result to keep an eye on is that one, and it's the Clippers-Warriors game to see kind of how everything's going to shake out in the end.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Timberwolves. Big matinee tomorrow. By the way, it's on Care 11. The Timberwolves made a number of games available on local over-the-air TV, and tomorrow's finale on Care 11, and that's a nice touch by the Timberwolves in such a big game. And it's amazing. It comes down to game 82. If they just seal the deal against the Bucks, we're not in this spot. It's kind of crazy to go back to that wild finish in Milwaukee.
Well, you know, it's not just that Bucks game. It's, you know, you could go back through the whole season and you could point to whatever losses, you know, so many games that they could have, should have won along the way, you know, and they could be potentially as high as number three right now if they had just taken care of business in some of those games. But at the end of the day, this is what you got. I think they're very, you know, they're very comfortable as a road team. So I don't know that home court advantage necessarily means a ton to this team. You know, they went on that, they went on the road and won three games in that Denver series a year ago. So this is a team that functions just as well, on, if not sometimes better on the road than they do at home in the postseason. So home court advantage, I don't think, is a huge thing for them, but the difference between getting in the playoff guaranteed versus the play-in is huge. So, you know, whatever seed they end up at, just take care of business, get a guaranteed playoff seed, get a week off, and you know who your opponent's going to be, so you could drill down and practice for the whole week here coming up. And I think with that kind of prep time, I think that really helps the Wolves get to know their opponents a lot better. And, yeah, I think, you know, for as up and down as the season has gone, they could end on a positive note tomorrow night by just guaranteeing themselves an entryway into the playoffs.
And what's crazy about this season is all the ups and downs and the new guys, and Karl-Anthony Towns is now in New York, and it took a while to figure it out. And it just seems there's been fits and starts, or there are stretches where it's like they finally come together and they look like a team that could get to the conference finals. Who knows? Maybe an NBA finals team. And then other stretches where it's like, you know, these guys could get bounced if they fall into the play-in tournament. There's never really been this sense that they wouldn't at least be in the play-in tournament, but it is a hard team to figure out, and it'll be very interesting to see what they bring come playoff time.
Yeah, the whole thing about the NBA is it's about consistency, right? It's how consistently can you play at the peak of your powers, right? And there are other teams in the league, Oklahoma City, Boston, Cleveland this year, that get to that level on a nightly basis better than the Minnesota Timberwolves do. The Wolves have a high ceiling. They really do. When they are locked in and clicking, you saw it the other night in Memphis. We've seen it throughout the season. When they play some of these teams like Denver, like Oklahoma City, and some of those wins they had over the Thunder, we've seen what this team is capable of. It's just getting to that point, whether it's emotionally, mentally locking in, focusing in on a game plan, you know, blocking out distractions in your personal lives or what have you, right? It's getting whatever you need to do to get to that point. And the Wolves are capable of doing it. It just hasn't happened on a nightly basis for them. So that's why I think a lot of people look at this team and are like, they're kind of a wild card for the playoffs, because if there ever was a time for a team to really drill down and focus in, it's not necessarily a Tuesday night game against the Wizards in February, right? It's, okay, we got the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. We have Denver in the first round of the playoffs. Time to lock in, time to, you know, for the next 10 to 14 days, really focus in on this opponent. And that's why I think when the playoffs get here, people tend to think that the Wolves might be able to reach that level, but I don't know. I tend to also think that the habits you build throughout the course of the season is also indicative of who you are. And sometimes they show up at the most inopportune times. So it's going to be fascinating what team kind of shows up once the postseason gets here.
Hey, Chris, we got to run. Always good to visit with you. Thanks, and good luck with that book on Ant.
Appreciate it, Steve.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the team for the Star Tribune and has a book wherever you buy books, on Anthony Edwards. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Go outdoors with Steve Kearney. Check the Masters leaderboard. Third round winding down in Augusta, Georgia. By the way, Twins fall 4-0 to the Tigers. Twins will try and salvage the final game of the three-game series tomorrow. here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Hey, time to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, kind of a waiting game, but as the ice goes out, crappie bite pretty good.
Hey, Steve, good afternoon. That's a good one. It just started yesterday. Your timing couldn't have been better. Finally, we got that water temperature in Lakes Country, northern Minnesota, up in the upper 40s, which got things going. It was amazing. Early in the week, it was about 41, 42. Nothing was happening, and now they're in the shallows as of yesterday. And most of the ice looks like it's going to be gone on the big water a couple of days, 3 days at the most. So we're kind of on track to be losing our ice just about the right time. So the crappie fishing now is going to get just better and better and better as we get into April. And they were in about 3 feet of water yesterday, so that's a good sign. They're coming in shallow, and especially in the afternoons. You know, a lot of people go out early in the morning. You know, the sun's got to be up there about midday, noon, 1, 2, and you get that heat into those shallows, and that really gets the water temperature up and makes a huge difference. Yesterday, they started biting about noon, 1 o'clock, and it was pretty slow late morning, but once that sun got up overhead, and we got into the 60s, you know, it all started. So think about that. Think about afternoons, especially with sun. Really important at this time of April.
Yeah, and it's, Steve, beyond that, a lot of folks are starting to think about the walleye opener in May and the ice out, and then, of course, getting those warm days so those water temps do head in the right direction for the opener, because every year that's, you know, is there going to be any bite for that walleye opener? And that's coming up fairly quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to really predict these days. You know, Minnesota, yeah. Steve, you just don't know what you're going to get. And I know it's going to cool down Monday, Tuesday, and then get warm and then cool down again. But I think we're okay in terms of the walleye opener. The walleye opener is about 4 or 5 days earlier this year than normal. But I think our timing with ice out and the temperatures, you know, we've been having, it should be pretty darn good timing. So I'm looking at things to be pretty much normal. Water levels will come up a little bit. We've had some precipitation. Lakes Country, we had 11 inches of snow last week, and that really got the lakes up there. And so everything looks, you know, pretty good, unless, you know, Mother Nature throws a wrench into things. Things look, you know, really good.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature better not, because I put the snowblower away for the season. So we're done, right?
I've thought of that. I still have the plow in my four-wheeler, and I'm thinking, do I dare take that off? Nah. I mean, you just never know at this time of the year. But I think we're over the hump, and, you know, we got 60s coming and 70s, so we're fine. And, again, this crappie thing, you know, for those that, you know, really want to get out and catch fish right now, crappies and bluegills are shallow. The bass are shallow. It's really a wonderful time of the year to get in the shallows, throw those bobbers out there, bring the kids, bring grandma. I mean, it's just a really great time to be out, and especially in these 67-degree days, and the fish are very easy to find right now, and it's just a really good time to get out, and we still have, you know, what, 5 weeks before the walleye opener, but there's still fishing to be had.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Wonderful, Steve. You have a great rest of your day.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, and he's been joining us for years on the weekend. By the way, our outdoors coverage tomorrow at 5, Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News between 5 and 6. He's got a ton of great guests and a lot of very good information. Our sports day begins tomorrow at 10, Corzo on Sunday. Scott Korzenowski at noon. We'll have Inside Twins at 12:30, our lineup card at 1:10, first pitch. Simeon Woods Richardson, Twins try and salvage a final game of the 3-game series with the Tigers. Tigers win it 4-0 in a fast-moving matinee. Twins bats quiet today. And quick update on the golf, the Masters, the third round winding down on a lovely day in Augusta, Georgia. Rory McIlroy leading Bryson DeChambeau by 3. Corey Connors is 4 back. And Lindsay, you brought it up earlier. Can Rory seal the deal, win the career Grand Slam? You brought up the U.S. Open a year ago. I forgot about that choke.
Not even a year ago. See, that's just a few months ago, and he missed, you know, a handful of putts within about 3 to 4 feet, and DeChambeau is able to scramble and obtain that title, and it's looking like they're going to be in the final group tomorrow. So not only is that pressure of the career slam, but then you also have that recency as well as going up against a competitor like Bryson DeChambeau, who is going to find every detail he can exploit.
Yeah, it should be great sports theater tomorrow, Sunday at the Masters. Hopefully the Twins can get a win. Hopefully the Timberwolves get a W and beat the Jazz and jump into the top six. The NBA playoffs, that would be a good thing. And hopefully the Wild get a win in Vancouver tonight. They punch their ticket into the postseason. By the way, the Loons get a draw today. They are undefeated in seven with draws, etc. So good stuff. News on the way.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.